In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her. Today you are called to rejoice. It seems strange that you would rejoice in the middle of Lent. We're fasting from the Alleluias, our clearest song of praise. We've seen our battle against Satan, how weak we are, how often we fail and give in to temptation. We're embarrassed of our sins. If only others knew. We're headed to a cross, the saddest day of our Lord's earthly life. And yet today we are called to rejoice. For these sad days are how the Father has loved us. Jesus loves you too. So he willingly went to his cross. If he doesn't sacrifice himself for you, he doesn't love you. And so Lent holds up before your eyes your helplessness. You can't save yourself. But Lent also holds up before your eyes the love of God. So great were your sins, so much greater God's love, beyond comprehension, that he would lay down his life for you. So faith peers into the very heart of God on the cross at Calvary. Love. God is love. God loves you. The cross is the declaration, the resurrection, the seal, the communion, the consummation. So you are fed, you are nourished, you are consoled, you are made one with God himself, for God is love. These sad days ahead are the reason for your rejoicing. For this is how God has loved you. It is the Lord's Passover, his deliverance, his redemption, his feast, and so it is your joy. We cannot skip over those simple words of St. John. The Jewish Passover feast was near. That's the context for this feeding of the 5,000. So Jesus' miracle is not so much a demonstration of his power as it is a demonstration of his compassion. He feeds because he loves. He heals because he loves. He restores his creation. He fixes what sin has broken because he loves. He demonstrates his love by feeding Israel 40 years in the wilderness, and also by feeding Israel on that mountainside. He gives because he loves. They don't get him, they don't understand him, but he remains the Passover lamb who feeds those who misunderstand him and want an earthly king, who dies for those who kill him, and who loves those who abuse his love. And that leads us to rejoice. For as impressive as it was to feed Israel 40 years with manna, or to feed Israel on that mountainside, it is far more impressive that the Lord does this for those who do not deserve it. A few minutes ago, those people on the mountainside would have eaten any scraps of food they could find. But in the end, they end up wasting 12 baskets full, leaving it behind for someone else to clean up. Our Lord could have satisfied everyone completely and had nothing left over, but the Lord is love. He gives more than they need, more than they deserve, so that no one would feel restrained. He pours out his generosity. Same with Israel in the desert. More is always left over, which just melts away in the sun. The Lord gives too much because his love is so great. He gives too much to those who gather the manna. He gives too much to those who sit on the mountainside and waste 12 baskets. He gives too much to you as well. More than you need, more than you deserve. Now we could talk about how the Lord has filled your houses and your bank accounts and taken care of you in every physical way. We could, but not today. Remember our context? The Passover is near. So today we rejoice not because our houses have been stuffed and our bellies are filled, but because the Lord has done far more for us than even you and I realize. He pays more for us than what we're worth, his very own precious blood. He dies for those who reject him because he loves them and he wants them to be saved. He feeds those who do not deserve it, preparing his table for many, and yet how few come. He feeds because he loves, and not because he's appreciated. He feeds because they need it, because you need it, and if they reject it, that's on them. He doesn't hold back, but he gives you far more than what you actually need. In holy baptism, he has washed away each and every one of your sins, past, present, and future, all gone in the waters of the font. And yet still, he speaks his loving forgiveness to you week after week to separate you from your sins as far as the east is from the west. And still he comes to you in the Holy Communion to give you this feast of his very body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. He gives to those who do not realize it. He gives to those who go through the motions. He gives to you who are indifferent sometimes. He gives to you who abuse his love by your sins. He gives because he loves, and not because you appreciate it, desire it, or even deserve it. And so we rejoice. We rejoice in the Lord's great love for us, for he has satisfied us completely, and far more is left over. So let us rejoice with all the saints of God here on earth and those in heaven. Let us rejoice with those who say to us, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." For ancient Israel, the Lord's house was the temple. It was the place of sacrifice, the place of forgiveness. There they were washed. There they met God. There the God's mercy covered the law's harsh accusations. There they found peace. The temple is fulfilled in Christ. So when we say, "Let us go to the house of the Lord," we do not primarily mean let us go into a church or even to celebrate a service. But first and foremost, we mean let us go to Christ. Let us go to the Passover Lamb, our sacrifice. Let us go to the very mercy seat, Christ himself, who covers the law's harsh accusations, so that we might live in God's presence and have peace forever. Let us go there to Christ, who feeds us, who loves us beyond all measure. And when someone says that to us, how can we not rejoice? For we know that the Lord will pour out far more blessings on us than we can even grasp or imagine. So you have come here. Some of you have come eagerly. No doubt others had to be pulled out of bed. But faith still has won out. How good it is to be here in the Lord's presence, eating heavenly bread. How wonderful to hear the voices of God's saints singing praises to him. How wonderful to hear those little children as well. Dressed by their mothers and carried in the arms of their adoring fathers, they are not a nuisance or a bother to us, but they are a joy and delight that we get to gather with them here. How marvelous to see fathers teaching their sons to repent of their sins. How marvelous to see mothers teaching their children repentance and humility. Rejoice that they too have come here to receive heavenly manna. Rejoice that these little ones are not whisked away to some other room away from the Lord's presence to color and play, but are given a seat here at the Lord's table as our brothers and sisters in Christ, and are taught to fold their hands and bow their heads and say amen, and to stand, and to sit, and to kneel, and to pray, and to receive the bountiful goodness the Lord himself comes to bestow on them. They need to be in here, not out there. For these little ones also fight against a sinful flesh. They too daily sin and need the forgiveness of God, and the devil is after them, probably more than after us. He is after them, wanting to snatch them out of God's hands. They need the strength of Christ, the love of Christ, the compassion of Christ, the forgiveness of Christ, they need to be fed and nourished with heavenly manna. For I tell you the truth, if they are a bother to us, and if we don't think they deserve to be in here, then neither do we. Because if we do not become like them, like little children, we will never inherit the kingdom of God. So love God as they love God. Trust in God as they trust in God. Rejoice as they rejoice, and even desire the Holy Supper as those little ones desire to receive their Lord's body and blood. Rejoice and give thanks to God that He has given faithful mothers and fathers who bring them in here week after week. Rejoice if you have done the same thing. How good for us to be here, gathering with them. How good of us to gather with all the saints of God in the very presence of God Himself. The Passover is near. God loves you. The Lamb is on His way to His cross because He loves you. He wants to save you. And indeed, He has. So He takes bread yet again. He gives thanks. He breaks it and He gives it to you. To you who are unworthy, He gives this bread of forgiveness. His love is the source of your joy, whether it's Lent or Easter, whether you're dying or welcoming a new child. So rejoice with Jerusalem. Rejoice with all the saints of God. Rejoice with these little children in our midst, that you are privileged to gather into the Lord's house with them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.